You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, J.D. Vance is currently crashing out in front of the press as they tried to ask him questions about Donald Trump's insane corruption over the past week. If you haven't heard the news, Trump is creating a $1.8 billion slush fund meant for anybody who he thinks has been unfairly prosecuted, primarily the January 6th insurrectionists who beat cops, who stormed the Capitol, tried to overturn an election, and many of whom who turned out to be, like, I don't know, pedophiles and random criminals who have illegal weapons. All of them were just complete degenerates, and Donald Trump not only pardoned them, but is now creating a $1.8 billion slush fund for them. When I heard this news, I immediately thought to myself, every single member of this administration should be hounded on Capitol Hill by reporters, question after question about this slush fund and the state of the economy. And would you look at this? J.D. Vance got the brunt of it because he is filling in for a pregnant Caroline Leavitt. You know, Caroline Leavitt is very annoying, in my opinion. Like, I really don't like her relentless lies. But J.D. Vance's annoyingness supersedes hers somehow. He's got this smug, annoying, low charisma overconfidence that is so incredibly off-putting. Caroline Leavitt lies a lot, but man, J.D. Vance makes her look like a professional. As always, make sure you drop a like to help boost our video. If you want to join the pro-democracy coalition and movement that we're building, you can subscribe below as we get closer to 2.1 million followers. Absolutely beautiful. Let's jump in with this first clip of J.D. Vance trying to defend this $1.8 billion slush fund. And then he gets asked about it again, and he begins to get increasingly frustrated. Take a look.
John.
Mr. Vice President, thank you. I want to ask you about that $1.8 billion fund set up, weaponization fund as it's being called. Why should taxpayers be paying to settle a $10 billion lawsuit that was brought by the President of the United States? And should people that attacked the Capitol building and assaulted police officers, should they be eligible? Should they receive money? Should they receive money from this fund?
Good question.
Well, let me say a couple things about that. First, John, I think in some ways the media has misrepresented what this is actually about. This is about compensating Americans for the lawfare that we saw under the last administration.
And by the way, oh my God, the spin. My head is spinning right now.
By the way, anybody can apply for it. Republicans can apply for it. Democrats can apply for it. As you know, the President of the United States has pardoned a number of Democrats who he felt were actually subject to this lawfare. I mean, if Hunter Biden wants to apply for this particular fund, he is welcome to. It's going to go through a normal process where we vet everything, where we try to identify whether people's claims are actually legitimate. But
okay, so the same administration that vetted the January 6ers and then pardoned them en masse on Donald Trump's first day, which, by the way, they didn't vet any of them. Donald Trump was, according to the reporting, going to only pardon a select few January 6ers who he deemed were wronged. But then he decided at the very last moment in the swipe of a pen to pardon all 1,600 J6ers. So there is no discretion in this. It's just loyalty. The test is simply loyalty. When Donald Trump pardoned Democrats, I will be the first one to say it as a Democrat, he pardoned corrupt Democrats. If you read the indictment against Henry Cuellar, if you read the allegations against Henry Cuellar or Eric Adams or other Democrats that have been let off the hook, they were corrupt. Corruption does happen, believe it or not, on both sides, but it is just way more prevalent on the Republican side because of people like Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Rick Scott of Florida. I could go on, but...
But here's the question. You say, why should taxpayers fund this? Whenever the United States government incurs legal expenses, it pays out those legal expenses. When it's settling a lawsuit, it pays out money to settle that lawsuit. And the question is a dollar of this money going to the Trump administration? No. Is a dollar of this money going to Donald Trump personally? No.
Well, the wording here is crazy. Is a dollar of this money going to Donald Trump? Maybe not. Maybe not the January 6th slush fund. But I know for a fact that a lot of our dollars are going to Donald Trump, whether it's the IRS payment he's trying to bully out of them, $10 billion, whether it's the ballroom that he's building for his own enjoyment, that is $1 billion, whether it's the insider trading that he has been executing since he took office, that's hundreds of millions of dollars that he's made off the back of working Americans. Sorry, I keep pausing this clip of J.D. Vance, but it is just such absolute BS that our vice president is spewing. I really dislike J.D. Vance. There's a level of insidiousness to his lying that makes me way more angry than other Republicans. Like, you guys know that I dislike Donald Trump and everything Trump stands for, but at least he's got this, like, old man who's kind of confused vibe. J.D. Vance is, like, a cynical, insidious political operator who would shake your hand and then stab you in the back the second later. Donald Trump is dumb enough that he just says whatever he wants to your face, at least. Oh, my God.
Is a dollar of this money going to Donald Trump's family? No. The people that would get the
Trump's family is like $10 billion richer.
Money are people, some of whom have been prosecuted completely disproportionate to any crime they've ever committed. Like, let's just take a couple of examples. Tina Peters is this woman who is about to get out of prison, thanks in large part to the president's good work in Colorado. This is a
Tina Peters, that's your example? Tina Peters was convicted on 7 counts of breaching voting machines and stealing voter data in order to rig the election for Donald Trump. There is a very clear pattern of who is getting this money back, and it is people who helped Donald Trump try to steal the 2020 election. The January 6thers, probably some of the fake electors, people like Tina Peters. What Trump is actually doing is quite scary here. He's sending a signal that if you break the law in order to help him steal an election, not only will you be pardoned by him, but you will then be given money, reparations, so to speak. Now, what J.D. Vance is talking about is a very real thing in America. If you get wrongly accused of burglary and you get sent to jail for a certain amount of time, but then they exonerate you, there is a way for the state to pay you back or for the government to pay you back. But when you try to effing steal an election by storming a Capitol and then a lunatic president pardons you, you do not get reparations, if you want to call them that, in the same way. You simply do not. So then J.D. Vance is asked about this again, and he tries to pivot again.
Going back to the price tag for this DOJ fund, $1.8 billion. You have people that can't afford groceries. Gas is high. People are making sacrifices in their personal lives to accommodate for this rise in prices. People are telling us that they feel financially worse off. They're very concerned about the uncertainty. How can you justify that amount of taxpayer money for that fund when people are struggling? What do you say to Americans who wonder why this fund is getting all this money and I can't afford basic life amenities?
Well, let me say a couple things about that. First of all, you said $1.8 billion, and it's important for people to realize we're not just writing a $1.8 billion check. We're going to take a lot of people who are going to apply and say that they have been mistreated by their government. We're going to handle those situations case by case. And if we determine they were, in fact, mistreated by their government, we think it's reasonable to give them just compensation. But when you talk about funds and pots of money that are out there, I mean, thanks to Donald Trump's leadership and the working families tax cut, we put $40 billion into a rural health care fund in order to stop the closure or at least prevent some closure of rural hospitals and rural clinics that had been decimated under the Biden administration.
Oh my God, I knew he was going to mention Biden's name. What J.D. Vance will do is try to cherry pick the pennies that they maybe, potentially, gave out in the big ugly bill while trying to skirt over the fact that tens of millions of Americans will lose their insurance by 2032 from this bill. Skirting over the fact that gas prices are basically double where they should be. They're like 80% higher than they should be due to this war. Skirting over the fact that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has been gutted by this administration. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau protected consumers from fraud and from predatory actions. Wells Fargo had to pay billions of dollars because they were just lying to consumers, and the CFPB caught them. J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, and Elon Musk gutted that immediately, making us less safe, making us more prone to fraud, making us all weaker in the pocketbook because there are tariffs, because there's fraud now, there is constant scams from Republicans like Donald Trump. And J.D. Vance's spin is not convincing. He's trying to talk about rural funding, Farm bankruptcies are up 46% since Trump took office. They are up 46%. We have rural hospitals having their funding slashed. J.D. Vance is just lying, as he always does. I want to show you this clip of Caitlin Collins of CNN saying, hey, J.D. Vance, last week you denied that the president said he's not thinking about Americans' financial situations. You basically said he didn't say that. J.D. Vance claimed it was a misrepresentation. Since then, Donald Trump has doubled down on that statement and called it a perfect statement. So then J.D. Vance is forced to contradict himself because Trump stepped on his defense. That was kind of confusing, so let me say it in a simpler manner. Trump said something very, very dumb. J.D. Vance came out and said, no, Trump didn't actually say that. It's out of context. Then Trump came out and said, wait, yes, I did actually say that, and I meant it. Now J.D. Vance is saying, wait a minute, I didn't say what I said. No way.
But just to follow up on the war, you last week denied that the president said he was not taking Americans' financial situations into consideration when he's making decisions on the Iran war. He was asked about that again. He stood by it, called it a perfect statement, and said he would make it again. Do you believe that Americans' financial situations should be taken into consideration when you're making decisions as an administration about the war?
See, Caitlin, what you did is you misrepresented the question that I was asked, and then you misrepresented the answer that I gave. What I said is that a question that was asked where the president allegedly said that he didn't care about Americans' financial situations, he never said that. What he said is that it was totally taken out of context. What he said is that when he is negotiating with the Iranians, he's focused on the national security objectives that he's trying to achieve.
Okay, that is not at all what Donald Trump said. That is not even close to what Donald Trump said. We have the quote right here. He said, not even a little bit. I don't think about Americans' financial situations. J.D. Vance just completely reworked the sentence that Donald Trump said to make it the most charitable sentence possible. So J.D. Vance is getting all snippy and catty with Caitlin Collins saying, Caitlin, what you're doing is misrepresenting what I'm saying. Like he has this grimace on his face, like he's the one that's being wrong. Dude, you're the one lying.
Financial situations should be taken into consideration when you're making decisions as an administration about the war.
See, Caitlin, what you did is you misrepresented the question that I was asked, and then you misrepresented the answer that I gave.
Oh my Lord. Okay, let's pull up the exact question and answer that J.D. Vance gave a few days back.
Thank you. And can I ask you, Mr. Vice President, when approaching the war with Iran, do you agree with the president's position that Americans' financial situations should not be a consideration in that decision-making process?
Well, I don't think the president said that. I think that's a misrepresentation of what the president said. But look, I agree with the president that Iran should not have a nuclear weapon. We're obviously engaged in a very aggressive and very engaged diplomatic process to try to ensure that that doesn't happen in the president.
Okay, so J.D. Vance says, I don't think he said that. Well, Trump did say that, and Trump then called it a perfect statement, and J.D. Vance was backed into a corner. A Polish reporter then asks J.D. Vance about the fact that he scrapped a planned deployment to Europe, and J.D. Vance says they're overreacting. Man, imagine being this guy's wife and trying to like tell him to, you know, do the dishes or whatever. He's like, stop gaslighting me. You're overreacting and you're taking the dishes out of context. It's like, dog.
A lot of the European media, again, is overreacting to this a bit. And here's one thing I'll say about this. Look, I have for my entire life, I'm 41 years old. For my entire life, I have heard chirping from the European media about everything that's wrong with the United States of America. We don't have this. We don't have that. We don't spend enough on healthcare, even though part of the reason why we spend so much on defense was because we have tens of thousands of troops in Europe. I think that if the European media wants to attack the President of the United States, they need to start looking in the mirror. All he has said is that we're going to be good allies, we're going to be good friends, we're going to be trading partners, but it is reasonable for Europe to take a little bit more ownership over its continental integrity.
Okay, I mean, fine. There's a lot going on here, and like 98% of it is absolute smug BS. The one part that I'm actually okay with is if we want to push Europe to strengthen their military because of the threat of Russia, that is fine. We should also be helping Ukraine and helping Europe because they are our ally. But first of all, European media isn't constantly shitting on U.S. healthcare. It's people, it's individuals in America who feel like healthcare has screwed them over, and then it's oftentimes European individuals who visit the United States and are surprised that our healthcare system is messed up. It's not like European journalists who spend all of their time chirping about U.S. healthcare. Secondly, I don't want J.D. Vance to, for a second, act like he actually cares about healthcare. We are funding the military to the tune of like $900 billion a year, and now this administration is asking to increase it by 60% to $1.5 trillion. They want to increase the military budget to $1.5 trillion, up from $900 billion, because we're wasting missiles, because we're absolutely in a mess. And just think about this. J.D. Vance says in one breath, oh, you know, you guys always talk about how we don't have healthcare. Well, we don't have healthcare because we're protecting you all. But while we're withdrawing troops, we're also increasing our military budget. None of it makes sense. J.D. Vance is just being a smug prick, as always. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Double check to make sure you're subscribed. I'll see you all later. Peace out.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.